Last week on the Christmas show, we visited Grassroots, which is halfway between Ripon and Harrogate, and we explored. We had a little look around. Sean showed me all the different Christmas shop and the food hall and the cafe. But we have returned to talk more about the Christmas market. And with Sean again. Hello, Sean.
Hi there.
Now, tell me all about this Christmas market. What is it and why should we come along?
So it's on December the 10th and it's really just an opportunity for us to exhibit all of the Christmas products that we have all in one go, effectively. So there's going to be a whole range of food stalls, both in terms of sampling and tasting and food that you might want to buy for Christmas or for gifts. There's going to be hot food available so that you can effectively keep warm whilst doing the shopping. We're going to have mulled wine. There are going to be frankfurters and then a whole range of Christmas decorations and things for the tree at the same time.
And it is going to be outdoors, like a proper Christmas market.
It is going to be outdoors, so wrap up warm, with a series of marquees, effectively, so that people aren't entirely exposed as they're going around.
That's a good idea. The benefit of it being here is, of course, there are a couple of other Christmas markets, but they're all in towns, where I imagine the traffic and the parking is a nightmare. You don't have that problem here.
No, we don't. So we're lucky enough to have a car park that probably houses 100 cars. And so, yeah, certainly free parking, but also just the ability to fill up the boot, effectively, with all the stuff that's available.
And if they haven't got their Christmas tree by December the 10th, you have, of course, got a huge selection of Christmas trees and Christmas decorations.
We have. We've tried to bring in Christmas trees, actually, just from a mile down the road. So they're all locally grown. And we've scattered them through December so that they're cut as freshly as possible.
Yeah, you don't. The last thing you want is by the 15th or something, you've got pine needles all over the floor and no tree left. So that's not going to happen.
Hopefully they're also non-drop.
Now, we're also going to go and have another little explore and find out a few tasters of stuff that's going to be at the Christmas market. But remind us of the times that people can come along.
So the Christmas market is December the 10th and will run from 10 until 6.
Now, people may have been familiar with Grassroots for a while, but Sean, you're fairly new project leader to this. So tell us where you've come from and what you're planning on doing next.
You're right. We've been here for 3 months in total. So it's been a bit of an incarnation. My background is as a lawyer, and I spent the last 25 years effectively practicing EU competition law. But whether because of Brexit or just generally, we fancied a change and thought we'd do something different.
It's a drastic change, isn't it?
It's a drastic change. But we've got lots of plans effectively for the next 2 years or so. And clearly we can't do everything in one go, but incrementally, month by month, then we're hoping to implement a whole series of changes.
And there's a lot of things that you were talking to me about, event spaces and new cafes. And are you allowed to tell us any of that, or is that all under wraps?
No, we can preview a couple of those. So effectively, in what used to be the Aquatic Centre here, we've got the new greenhouse restaurant opening in the spring, which will improve and expand enormously the current cafe that's here. And then we've got this gorgeous old barn that lots of people come to photograph, and that unfortunately we will replace at the end of next year before it actually falls down.
It does look like it's going to fall down within the next 5 minutes.
It does. We'll replace that with a new barn that will become a kind of cafe and event space. So it's got great views over the field behind it into Markington with the sun setting behind, and that will effectively become an event space that people can book for birthday parties and the like.
There is everything you could want for Christmas here, and we are currently stood in front of the most incredibly intricate, beautiful tree decorations I think I have ever seen.
It's certainly in this top of the range, effectively, Christmas decoration area. You know, we find that lots of people buy these either as a small set, or perhaps they buy individual decorations for gifts or for grandkids going forwards. But you know, there's such a great selection of colours and styles that you know, they've been going like hotcakes.
So people come here to buy gifts for loved ones or buy gifts themselves. What sort of things have you noticed are popular at the moment?
All sorts of things. So actually the baubles themselves sell well as gifts, and it's increasingly popular, I think, for people just to buy one really special bauble each year. But actually the Yorkshire products have been important. Lots of sales of Yorkshire gin, Yorkshire biscuits and in hampers that we also do. And then actually the wines are always good Christmas presents, as are things like candles. And we've got a great range of Downton Abbey candles in particular that have been popular gifts.
Downton Abbey candles, I like the idea of those.
And they smell great.
Yeah.
And then things like the Paul Hollywood baking products too have been popular on the back of the British Bake Off.
So just remind us, Sean, whereabouts you are and where people can find you.
We're located halfway between Harrogate and Ripon, just at the crossroads between Markington and Bishop Markington. And the Christmas market is December the 10th from 10 till 6.